This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Two Colorado Congress members want to fix a flaw in the federal background check system for gun purchasers. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Instead of putting the burden on retailers to determine if someone is eligible to buy a gun, the federal background check system would make that call. That's the idea behind the bill introduced by Democratic Representatives Joe Neguse and Ed Perlmutter. They say shifting the responsibility will keep guns out of the hands of people who should not have them. The idea stems from an Inspector General report that pointed out weaknesses in the background check system. Neguse and other members of the congressional delegation asked for the report in 2019 after an 18-year-old Florida woman was able to buy a gun in Colorado that she could not legally purchase in her own state. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado will submit a plan to the federal government for how it will spend the remaining pandemic relief dollars for schools. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Schools face a number of urgent needs. The plan directs $132 million to tutoring, summer school, before and after school programs, and high-risk students. There's also money for more students to take part in career training, such as internships and technical education. The bulk of federal relief dollars, however, is in the hands of individual school districts to decide how to spend. The state's K-12 relief plan needs federal approval before money is dispersed. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Voters will decide in November whether the state can provide $1,500 credits for low-income students to get supplemental after-school and summer education opportunities. The Secretary of State's office announced yesterday that supporters had gathered enough signatures to get it on the ballot. Initiative 25 would be funded by a 5% sales tax increase on recreational marijuana. This is CPR News and KRCC.